Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast. We continue to come at you with the His 5, 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today, a word that we'll be investigating is faith. Maybe one that you've heard a lot, maybe one that you heard a little bit. It definitely gets thrown around a lot. So today we just want to kind of define it, talk a little bit about what that looks like in your life or in our daily life. So our verse today is Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So as we just mentioned, faith is a word that is discussed fairly often. And when things go south or we have to wait, sometimes we'll say, hey, just have faith. However, throughout scripture and my own life, I've learned some things about faith. I've learned that faith itself is not nearly as important as who we have faith in. I've learned that faith isn't hoping an outcome turns out like we want it to, but faith is knowing that however it turns out, God is in control, and He knows far more about what is best for us than we do. So by all means, I tell people all the time, pray for what you feel is the desired outcome in every situation. Hold fast to it, ask for it, persevere in it. But when the smoke clears, the object and source of our faith is more important than the outcome. And I've also learned throughout Scripture that faith is more often used as an active word than a passive one. You read Hebrews 11 and you see that by faith we understand. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain. By faith, Noah built the ark to save his family. By faith, Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. And the list goes on. It's clear that faith is a mindset that leads to action. Faith doesn't mean you know how it will turn out, but faith does mean you trust the one you have the faith in enough to obey what he says, regardless of how it turns out. Faith isn't just talk, it is action. So I just want you to think, is there anything in your life that you should start doing in faith? Is there anything in your life that you should stop doing due to faith? I don't know where you're at, but I know this for me. Faith leads to a constant growing and molding from God. And after all, faith is the confidence and assurance for things we can't always see. And we know that by reading Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Read that one more time as our closing thought. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. So stay strong in your faith this week. And remember, faith is not just about having faith. It's about who we have faith in, which is God, and we can trust His outcome over our own. So go get them, and we will see you next time.